At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy show. We've got some live MLB. Only a couple of games tonight, but you know that we're chasing some taters. We're going after some homers, among other things, with the baseball. We do have a couple of NFL preseason games, if you've got the stomach for it. And I know if you're actually fans of these teams, already some injuries. So that's always always fun. You know, you just hope that your team gets out without injury. And sure enough, for some teams, it never is the case. We've got to talk about that huge comeback by the United States in the hoops, as they'll play for the gold on Saturday against France. How about France? I said it! There you go, Joe. I'll give you a Joe tonight. I said it. France outright over Germany. I said it. Yeah, I felt like Joe there for a second. We got a washout at the golf. I hope they play tomorrow. God, I mean, that place is underwater right now, the Wyndham Championship. So we'll see if they can get any golf. They got to get these rounds in. Got the FedEx Cup playoffs starting next week, as I'm one of the few people that actually care about it. So we have all of that cooking. Joe's out on assignment. Carver sans Lisi once again. Several other things that we're going to get into as well along the way. Hipper Bell is here as well, and there is a lot going on. All right, let's start with the baseball. Since we have a bunch of stuff cooking, 3-3, the Reds and the Marlins. They're in the top of the seventh inning there in Miami. The Reds got off to a fast start in the first. You had the two-run homer from TJ Friedl, who I believe had a grand slam last night as well. So he's been taking care of business down there against the Fish. 3-3, top seven. We're looking for Ellie to go yard there, so it's top seven. He should get one more at bat at some point at least, and hopefully he can go yard for us. I know he was on base with the Friedl homer in the first. Angels lead the Yankees 2-1, as I know they got a home run in the first from Nolan Chenal, and that put them up 1-0. Jazz Chisholm homered for the Yankees off of Anderson, and now it's 2-1. For the Angels. The Orioles and the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight. This is the game where I thought we would have the most tater action. 3-2, Jays lead the Orioles. We do have one homer here, Colton Cowser with a two-run shot for the O's. Blue Jays scored three runs in the bottom of the first. Guerrero hit a long double. We're looking for Vladdy to hopefully get over the wall tonight. Vladdy, Santander, and several others. Meanwhile, the Cardinals in St. Louis, they have now got themselves a 3-2 lead over the Rays. The Rays scored two in the top of the first, and now and the Cardinals responded with three in the bottom of the first. They're in the top of the third now, minus 225 for the Cards. That's a 10.5, the live number for that. We do have some late-night games, of course, the Phillies and the Diamondbacks NLCS rematch from last year. And the Diamondbacks, red, scorching, hot as they come home to see the Phillies, who, of course, just left Los Angeles with a series win, and Kyle Schwarber hitting three homers last night. So Allard's going to start for them tonight. Jordan Montgomery's going to go for the Snakes. You've got the Tigers and the Mariners tonight as well, as Brian Wu is going, who's been very good since he's come off the IL last couple months. You know, there was some talk, you know, I hate, the Tigers are one of the worst teams with this, about announcing the starter. And, of course, we always like to look at taters and things like that very early in the morning. We want to get the best numbers. We want to get this. So we thought that it was going to be, or at least it was reported that it was most likely going to be Kenta Maeda tonight for the Tigers. And of course, we've got, you know, he gives up plenty of bombs. But unfortunately, Brennan Hanafy, maybe not unfortunately, Brennan Hanafy is going to start for Detroit, righty. And he hasn't done much yet this year, let's be fair. In fact, he's more the opener. So they might go, they might do a little opener with Brennan Hanafy, and they'll probably be Maeda in. Maybe they'll just try to get him past that first time through, and then they'll bring him in. But Hanafy's not really a starter. He's only pitched four innings this year, a couple of relief appearances, including one in this series already against Seattle. So a little opener situation for them. Maybe then they'll back it up with Maeda after that. That's, you know, going back to the Ray way from a few years ago, which everybody started copying, and now it's kind of gone away. There's still a few guys that do it, the opener, but for the most part, it's kind of gone extinct, thank God. Because it's tough. There was a lot of afternoon games today. Giants won a couple long delays in D.C. They got themselves a win. Brewers destroyed the Braves. And the Braves, let me tell you, the Braves have been miserable. They have fallen out of the wild card in the National League with that loss today. The Mets passed them with the win in Colorado. So the Braves have lost five in a row. And I'm sure we can go even further back with how miserable they have been. And they were down 14-4 today, and Ozuna hit a homer, and he, you know, basically did a whole routine as he was rounding the bases, down 10 runs. That's just part of the problem in Atlanta. I don't know what happened. They've been a good team for the last few years, but you know, they obviously won a World Series. It's about to pull the plug time there. When you got guys who are down 10 runs on a five-game losing streak, doing a full routine after hitting a meaningless home run, yeah, things aren't going well. So not a good scene for Atlanta earlier today. The Mets did win, as I said, 9-1 over the Rockies. Nice job by the Rocky bats the last couple days as we backed them a few times, and they did nothing against the Mets at home, which was tough to see. And the Padres got a gift from the Pirates today with that awful error by O'Neill Cruz, which allowed them to come back in the ninth, and they beat the Pirates 7-6. So that's all your baseball that we have going on. We have the four live games. We have the two games that are yet to go. Top four in Baltimore with Rushman leading off against Kevin Gausman. We'll see if we can get some more guys on the bases there. The other live stuff that we'll have for you tonight is these two NFL preseason games. Like I said at the top, if you can actually stomach them. The Giants just took a 7-3 lead over the Lions at MetLife. There's about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. A 48-yard rushing touchdown by Eric Gray. Eric Gray. Yes, check your programs, of course, as always, for any of these guys. So Eric Gray with a 48-yard touchdown. The Lions had gotten a field goal earlier in the game from Bates. The story here was Drew Lock started for the Giants, and he didn't make it very long. Now, he threw a pick. He was getting smashed on just about every play with the awful Giant offensive line. And then, sure enough, he left with a hip injury. So Drew Lock not off to a good start, and now the infamous Tommy DeVito is in the game for the Giants. So if you're watching, you can let me know what's going on. And the Patriots have a 7-0 lead over the Panthers with just under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Kevin Harris. Who? Kevin Harris has a rushing touchdown. These games are so tough. So tough. Now, let me ask, here's what I didn't understand, and I actually wanted to look and see some of my Boston people that I follow and I look at, and they agreed with me. We couldn't get more than three attempts at a Drake May tonight? I mean, God, what? We couldn't play him a little bit more? Gotta see more Bailey Zappi? You haven't seen enough of that in New England the last 2 years? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting it rolling. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid, as we have a lot of things going on. Let me just finish what I was saying there before we went to the break. Now, look, I sit here and I bash preseason NFL all year long. Joe hates it. Joe's not here tonight, so I don't have him to tell me, oh, stop, would you stop? It's football. You're not a football fan. You're not this. You're not. No, I am a football fan. I don't like nonsense garbage football, which is what NFL preseason is. But if there's one thing that NFL preseason actually is for, isn't it to take guys who are first round picks, top three picks. The guy, kid was picked third overall in the draft, Drake May, to New England. He's your future. You've already said that Brissett's going to start the season, all right? You've already pretty much set that in stone. They sent Brissett out there for three snaps tonight. He went 0 for 3. Why the hell didn't Drake May get a little more burned tonight? What? I mean, he's playing basically guys who aren't going to be in the league. You couldn't give him a chance to do something, and the three throws he had, they were like screens. They didn't even let him try. What was the point? You're not trying to keep him healthy. You're not trying to break his confidence. He's not going to play when the actual games start. I mean, pump up all week. You got Mayo talking the other day. We played it on Coast to Coast. Oh, yeah, you know, we're gonna get him in there, and you're going to see Drake. You saw him for three plays. You need more Bailey Zappi? Need to watch him play? If there's anything these god-awful NFL preseason games are for, it's to actually see if the kid can play. Even against hacks who aren't going to be in the league. Stupidity. And this is, it just makes me, and look, I'm no Patriot fan, believe me. If Mayo doesn't want to see what Drake May can actually do, then God bless him. I hope his first actual act, you know, time he gets real game action is in the regular season when they realize how awful Brissett is. But let the kid get in there and play a little bit. Let him get a feel for the game. It's preseason football. Whatever. Man, getting fired up. See, you do get fired up about preseason football. And these two games, by the way, tonight, dead unders. In fact, I'm gonna text Joe right now. How much you want to play that Joe was on the overs here tonight in his games? How much? Let's see, Joe. Joe, you play the overs in these preseason games? I'm asking him right now. I'm asking him as we right here on the air. You play the overs in these preseason games tonight? I can't wait to get the answer. Now he's probably gonna, you know, cop out and be like, "Ah, I'm not somewhere where I can play it." But I would have. You know, he's gonna say he would have played it. That's what he'll go with here. Although, you know what? Those lines have been up for days, so he probably could have played that before he left town. Knowing Joe. Knowing how Joe operates, I'm sure that he probably did that. Because these games are exactly what preseason should be. They are just dead under snooze fests, the both of them. Although, I guess I did see them just pop up. The Giants are in the red zone, so maybe the Giants are going to score again. Man, Tommy DeVito getting involved for the Giants tonight. Matias, you can't actually enjoy this. Don't even tell me that Joe's turned you over onto this side now where you think that you
actually
enjoy watching preseason football.
No. I look for guys making plays because maybe I'll see their name on the roster after they make a play. So I'm seeing who's going to show up. You know what I mean? All this is a major tryout. When I see preseason football, I'm just looking for guys trying to make a name for themselves and make the final roster. So, you know, who's going to shine? I enjoy watching the fourth quarter. quarters of these things, considering every single guy out there is fighting for a roster spot, you know, in the final minutes of the game. So I do enjoy that portion of it because, you know, that is real life. That is reality. Like, these guys, it's like, even if they don't get a one, you know, they don't get one play in the NFL, as long as they get on the roster, you know, it's a dream come true. So I do enjoy that portion of it and, like, that psychological value of it. But no, man, like I said, I don't bet preseason football. You know, you don't know what the hell they're doing. This is an open practice, an aggressive open practice, in my opinion. And I'm with you. Why not throw May in there to throw a couple more passes? If they're going to say that you're going to start Brissett, you drafted this kid, he needs game reps, he needs game action, throw him in there, let him play a quarter and a half, and then take him out. You know, let's see what you get. But four, you know, four, it's just not enough. So, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. That annoys me. But,
I mean,
you know,
it is nonsense. Bad thing. Like, it's like, not. It's total nonsense. Like, well, what is the if these games have any purpose whatsoever, and I am a staunch person that says they have barely any, no purpose whatsoever, if they have even a stitch of purpose, it's to play a kid like that against guys who aren't even going to be in the league when it matters in September and October, etc. And why would you play in one series? I mean, come on. To get more burn for Bailey Zappi?
Well, you got to think that they're going to start him. It's like they must be afraid.
Yeah, but
you know, if they knew
Brissett,
they weren't going to play him,
you know,
then throw him out.
They're going to start Brissett. I mean, that's what they
said. Yeah, but for how many games?
And this guy, well, you're right about that, Matias. You're right for how many games. But this guy, Mayo, you could see it already. This is, you know, he wants to run it. You know, it's like, he's going to run it. You know, he's going to play close to the vest football. There's not going to be any chances. And who doesn't turn the ball over? Jacoby Brissett's not going to turn the ball over. So that's why he's going to be in there. That's how it goes, Matias. You know that.
No, I'm with you, Mike. I'd rather see it, but if you're the coach and you think, okay, let's keep him out there, and you know he rolls his ankle, or you know the offensive lineman takes one bad step and jacks up his ankle, you know that the owner, you know, Kraft is giving him a phone call right away, and he's saying, you're out the door, bud. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing out there? So you got to wonder. It's like, is it fear? You know, fear, the fear of gambling and losing that player to something stupid that drives him not to play him in these pointless games.
Well, here you go. You got your first stud of the preseason, this Eric Gray for the Giants, who's now got two rushing touchdowns. He's got four carries for 52 yards and two tutties. He's caught four passes for 46 yards. Look at this guy. Sign him up. Preseason studs. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Thursday night. A lot of stuff I'm not happy about. I'm fired up about it. I got a lot of stuff on the sheet tonight, Matias. I got a lot of things, a lot of boxes to check off. By the way, I heard back from Joe, and I told you, what excuse would I tell you he would use, Matias? What do you think Joe's excuse was?
He doesn't have internet. It's not.
I can't play it. I can't play it. I'm where I am. I can't play it. So then I said, would you have played him? And he dodged the question. He never actually answered it. He started telling me about something that he had last night. I said, I'm not asking you about last night. Would you have played the overs in the NFL preseason games tonight? So now I'm like shaking him down. I want him to admit it. He would have played it. Now the Giant one is actually, I guess, moving towards it because they got 17. And they're still in the first half. But that Patriot Panther game, that is a dead under right now. There's just nothing happening there. Nothing. And I heard, I just heard during the commercials, I guess it was Donnie on, I don't know if it was on Early Line or on Money Line, talking about Bo Nix. And what, you want to see a difference in how to handle a first round quarterback in the preseason? You watch how much Sean Payton plays Bo Nix this weekend. Now, I know it's a little bit of a different situation. He actually has a chance to win the job. But, he's going to actually let him play some series, like more than one, like a quarter. You know, he's actually going to let him be out there for a little bit. Santander's up here in Toronto as we pause everything, yelling about dopey preseason games to get jacked up for hopefully Anthony Santander to go yard for us here We need a little yard work from him right now. It'd be very good.
You think Schwarber could hit another home run tonight? After you think he left any on the table yesterday?
I hope he can. Get in the seats. Nobody catch this. Nobody catch this. Ah, somebody caught it. Vlad caught it. A little pop-up. You see, we can't waste at bats like that by Santander. You know what? He is on fire. You know what the thing with Schwarber is? When he gets on a tear like this, you got to ride the wave. You really do. Now, if you look at Schwarber over, let me bring him up real quick. Now, usually it's June when he does this. I want to get the Schwarber numbers. Schwarbomb. Game log. So, he had three homers yesterday. He had a homer Tuesday. He had a homer Sunday. So, he's got five homers in his last four games. He will absolutely ride this, and he'll get a couple of others. He's very streaky. He hits them in bunches. Like, I'll give you an example here. He had a stretch from June 11th to June 17th. So, that's what? About a week? Two, four, five, six. He had six in that stretch. He's very streaky. So, if you want to load up on Schwarbaum tonight, I got no problem with that at all. That's for sure. Get in the
mix.
What
about taking him for multiple hits instead of a home run? Like two singles.
Well, that's really not my I don't dance in that area of the dance form, Matthias. Hits. I don't singles. I play taters. I can't get involved with hits. I need guys to hit the ball over the wall, not grounders to the outfield. Okay, that's not that's just I've found a way to enjoy myself betting baseball throughout the year, and it's with the long ball. That's it. Because there's been years past, I'm banging my head against the wall, and I basically give up by like June. Now I've found a love for the taters, and I'm not going away from it. You're not gonna get me hit playing singles or something like that. So if you would like to do that, Matthias, God bless you. But I will stick with the long balls. That's it for me.
Extra fat, extra big payout. Let's go.
It is what it is. It's go big for me. I'm going big with the long balls. That's all that.
Why put $2 on 27 when you could put $15 on 27? Let's go.
it's something like that, I guess. Vlad will be up for the Blue Jays here in the bottom of the fifth. Could we get Vlad to go yard for us? We'll find out when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Is it Vlad? It is! Vladimir Guerrero Jr. goes yard. Oppo Taco, too, off of the Dean Kramer. Oh, we love when Vladdy sees Dean Kramer. This was the numbers for Vlad on Dean Kramer. Of course, this was a ring the bell. Ring the bell, Matthias. Get the bell! Get the bell! Ring it! I want to hear it. Ring the bell. Thank you. Coming into tonight, Vlad Guerrero Jr. was 8 for 25 with four homers off of Dean Kramer. You can make it five homers off of Dean Kramer. How about that? And I was going to say this too as he was coming up to hit, and I'm glad he hit the homer because that's what we were looking for tonight. That was a nice hit for us to get things rolling here on a Thursday night. But I was going to say, and I'll ask you if you've noticed this too, Matthias. He's been playing a lot better, especially the last month and a half for the Blue Jays. And even this whole year, he looks like half the size of what he was like a year or two ago. Like half the size. He lost a ton of weight, Vladdy. And it shows. He looks leaner. He's driving the ball better. Like he was such a big dude the past few years. And I think he's right at the right spot right now where he should be playing at, because he just looked, and I'm sure like the guide, the book, the media guy will tell you he's probably like right around the same weight. He is not right around the same weight. There's no way. He looks like a half of what he was the last year or two.
He's taking after his father. That's what I'm, you know what I mean? He wants to be like his dad. Be hitting that long for that long, you know, be an all-star for that long. Do you think, you know, he's probably going to be better than his dad, right?
Right, you would think. Look, well, I don't know about that. I'm going to hold on a second there. Not going to be better than his dad. His dad, his dad is a no doubt about it. He's already there. But his dad was a no doubt about it. First ballot on skates Hall of Famer. That's how good his dad was. An absolute monster. Vladdy Jr. is not that yet. Now, looks, he's maybe got a lot of years left in the league. Who knows what happens? He's not as of right now. His dad was a all-time great player from the last 30 years. All-time great player. Vladdy Sr. So, but I'll tell you one thing.
Had some good years with the Angels. One of my favorite Angels.
Great years with the Angels. That was actually a signing that was good for the Angels. Because Vladdy was good out there.
Yeah, but you know what? They never won the World Series with him, but they won a lot of games.
They did not. They did not win the World Series with him. They also, as I like to remind you, had Trout and Ohtani for the last few years, and they didn't win. They didn't even make the playoffs. So that tells you just, unfortunately, where the state of Angel baseball has been over the last couple of years. So that extended the lead, by the way, to 5-2 for Toronto. The Angels have now taken a 4-1 lead over the Yankees. I'll tell you who really stinks. Nestor Cortez. Man, he sucks. I wish the Yankees would have found a way to get rid of him during the trade deadline. Nice line for him tonight. 4 2/3, 9 hits, 4 runs, 2 Ks. I'm sure that Aaron Boone will probably sit there after the game and tell you that he thought he had good stuff, too. Because he loves doing that with Nestor. You know, I thought he had good stuff. Yeah, shut up. Another guy who shouldn't have a job. Aaron Boone. Nasty Nestor Cortez getting lit up at home by the Angels. The Angels, how bad were the Angels coming into this Yankee series? They were awful, right? Oh, they did take 2 out of 3 from the Mets, right? They took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies. They lost 3 out of 4 to the A's. They swept the Mariners, amazingly. They lost another 2 out of 3 to the A's. So the A's have smacked them around. I can't believe they beat... Now, you're an Angel fan. They beat the Mariners 6 times? Wait, I'm sorry. Yes. 6 out of 7 games in the middle of July, they beat the Mariners?
Yeah. No, they haven't. And that, but the Angels are a scrappy team. You know, I think they understand that they're not that good. But they play hard. They're friends. The team likes each other.
Meanwhile, they were 2-8 against Oakland in the month of July. They played Oakland 10 times in the month of July and went 2. So they went 6-1 against Seattle, and they went 2-8 against Oakland in the month of July. Wow.
Well, the thing is, Oakland and the Angels have that, like, that it's like a relationship that does, you know, you break up, you get back together, you break up, you get back together. You know, the Angels will beat them 5 times in a row, then, you know, the A's will beat the Angels when the A's are completely sucking, you know what I mean? And then they'll beat the Angels 6 times in a row, because that's just the way that they all, those are two bad teams that like to beat each other up, you know, from time to time. But, like, the Angels are just a bad team. But I got to say, they found some success pitching, though. Yeah, I got to say, they have some young pitchers right now coming into their own. They've been drafting better. But still, yet, man, it's just, you can't keep anybody that's good. And then you sign the wrong players and you spend a load of money. You know, how much money did they spend for Albert Pujols? How much money did they spend for Anthony Rendon? You know what I mean? It's like those are two bad signings that just put you behind the eight ball for a long time. And then they're always playing catch up. It's like a guy who just keeps gambling with his credit. It's like, oh, you get $1,500 gambling with your credit. And you're always down $800 to start the week. It's like you're always playing catch up. That's Angels baseball. That's Angels management.
You're always playing catch-up. It's so true. You're right. It's just, it's absolutely amazing what goes on. Angels baseball. Catch the fever. Catch the fever. All right, 3-3, bottom 8 in Miami. And listen, every time I try to bring this up, I get too close to a break, and I need a full segment to do it. When I come back after the next break, we got to talk about this USA game today with Serbia. So we will do that, give all the full thoughts after this, as they're going to get ready to play France on Saturday in the gold medal game, how they sneaked their way out of that Serbia game today. 3-3 Reds and Marlins, 4-1 Angels-Yankees. 5-2 after the Vlad for the Jays and the Orioles. 4-2, Cardinals lead the Rays. That's in the top of the fifth. And, of course, we have Phillies Diamondbacks and Tigers Mariners coming up later on here in a little bit. Net and the NFL, both games should be at the half. I'm getting distracted here. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting all sorts of things. People, it's like people don't know, Matias, that I'm doing the show right now. Like, I mean, what are we doing to me here? It's like boom, 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 boom. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Like, you know what I'm doing? 14-3, Giants lead the Lions at the half. Is Ernie Gray, was it Ernie Gray? What was the guy's name who has both the touchdowns for the Giants? Welcome to preseason football. Who was it that scored all these touchdowns? Eric Gray, my apologies. Eric Gray with two tutties on the ground for the Giants. He'll be ready. Plays good in the preseason. He'll be in the XFL in the spring. So that's good for Eric. Get himself involved. And 7-0, Patriots lead the Panthers with a nice live total of 22.5 there at halftime, with the Panthers getting 9.5 in that one. Panthers brought no one to play. No Bryce Young, no Deontay Johnson. They're not playing anyone. It is funny how some of these teams decide to run their preseason and how some don't. And the Panthers are one of those teams that we're playing absolutely nobody for any of our games. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Yeah, now, now. All right, 5-2 Jays and the O's right now. A few other things actually have gone on in these baseball games of note. We mentioned how the Yankees were getting smashed by the Angels. It was 4-1 when we went to break, and then a three-run double, bases-clearing double from Joe Adell, and then RBI single for Mickey, don't forget the Koniak Moniak. 8-1, Angels now lead as they go to the bottom of the fifth in the Bronx. Nice performance by the Yankees tonight. Good homestand, too. They played two of the worst teams in the American League, the Jays and the Angels, and they're going to go 3-3 on it. And that is why, and I continue to say this over and over, as much as the line tells you otherwise, the Orioles are going to win the AL East. The Orioles are going to win the AL East. And the Yankees have even reached a stretch of their schedule. Think about who the Yankees are going to play in August. Now, they've started it off, like I said, by going 3-3 against the Blue Jays and the Angels. They have the Rangers for 3. They have the White Sox for 3. They have the Tigers for 3. Then they do play Cleveland. They have the Rockies for 3. The Nationals for 3. They play a lot of awful teams in August. And they're already off to a bad start with it. So, Yankees come into tonight in a dead heat with Baltimore. Baltimore, of course, is also losing right now in Toronto to the Jays, but they were doing that last night around this time as well, and then they smashed them in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. So anything is possible with that awful Toronto pen if it comes in. So we shall see. And they've had some late innings. Actually, Toronto pen hasn't been that awful. Their starters have been bad. That's for sure. 3-3 Reds and the Marlins as well, and 4-2 Cardinals and the Rays. You have all these other games that are going to start up in a little bit as well. Phillies, Diamondbacks, and Tigers and Mariners. That's for sure. All right, USA with the win over Serbia today at the Olympics. And it was a hell of a game. Let's just start by saying that. 95-91, they were able to squeak by. They were down 13 at the end of the third. They were down, I believe it was 15 early in the fourth. And they come roaring all the way back, 36 for Steph Curry. Matias, tell me what bet I've played in every USA Olympic game so far, and I didn't play it today. Why don't you remind me of which bet that was? That I didn't play today, but I played it in every other USA game. Group stage, the Brazil game, I played it every single time. Can you remind me, Matias? I know you know what it is. What bet did I play in every USA game so far? Matias doesn't know. He's thinking. He's racking his brain. I'll refresh his memory really fast. Steph Curry to score 20-plus points. I played it in every game. Today he scores 36, and it was like plus 920 for him to score 20 points. Talked about it last night. Sat there this morning and was going through all the homers, and I said, you know what? I'm done with this. No, nobody scores 20. They scored 120, whatever it was, and 120 points against Brazil, and nobody had 20 points. I'm not doing it again. Well, this game was all Steph Curry. He hit three after three after three, 9 for 14 from three. Embiid actually had 19. Embiid played well. I thought there was times where Embiid was a little shaky with some turnovers and some bad shots. But all in all, Embiid did play well. There was a couple guys who didn't get out there, of course. Tatum didn't play. Haliburton didn't play. But USA did what they needed to do. And really the turning point for me, I think a lot of people will know that what I'm talking about. It was the six-point play where Durant hit that three. And Joker was kind of running over Embiid, and they called that foul, and they counted the basket for Durant, the three-pointer. And USA then inbounded the ball, and Booker hit the three right after that. That was the beginning of the end for Serbia during that sequence. And the other beginning of the end for them was, at the end of the third quarter, they were 15 for 30 from three. 50%, and they hit 15 threes. They missed their last nine threes of the game. So Serbia had a lead and was in that game because they were so hot from downtown. Joker didn't have some monster game. I mean, he was 7 for 17. He had 17 points, 11 boards. But it's not like Joker had 35 points and was dragging him there. Serbia was there because they were hitting threes, and USA really wasn't doing much in terms of defending the three. But once the threes got cold for Serbia, that's when the United States was able to come back and get this. And look, we all expect them to kind of just smash through everybody because they're so much better. Listen, you want to see it was nice seeing a little sweat today. I'm glad they won. I don't want to see the United States lose. But it was nice to see a little bit of a sweat and see a good game because you haven't had any of that from these United States games. They're usually 15, 20, 25, 30-point blowouts. And I think that that's what you'll get again on Saturday, by the way, when they play France. I think they'll smash France on Saturday. I think this was the game that was going to be the sweat for them. It was their third time playing Serbia in the last 3.5 weeks. And Serbia got hot from downtown. And that can happen. And I think France will have a very, you know, happy to be there kind of feel after they beat Germany. I said it. That was an I said it last night here on Carver and Lisi with France taking them down. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. Very, very busy. There's a lot going on. Now, I don't know if I got Matias back or not. He had some technical problems, so I think
you
that he might
back.
Have got
back clear,
in
baby. I'm back.
Now, did you hear what I was saying about the USA, about the way that they came back? I'm sure you agree with me. I thought that the six-point swing with the Durant three where Joker ran over Embiid and then they got the ball and then Booker hit the three, that was the beginning of the end. That's what I felt, that's where the game turned. right on that sequence there.
I think that the fourth quarter was complete domination from the second that it started. You know, I started to believe Serbia could maybe win this game when they hit that 4-point play.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, it just might be their night. Joker's on the bench. He's getting rowdy. He's intense. You know, he's ready to rock and roll. They're making every shot in the gym, it seems like. But at the same time, I thought they were pretty good looks. It wasn't like they were making crazy shots, you know. They were good looks. They were knocking them down. But fourth quarter came around, and I thought that the USA played lockdown defense. And you know what? I have to give props to Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he played well.
He had that look in his face, the no nonsense. You know what I mean? He was completely zoned in, completely focused in the moment, and he was dominant in there. He was taking good shots, no complaining, no jibber jabbing. He was locked in, man. It was great to see because I got to see like a superstar right there, Joel Embiid. Not a diva, no injury, nothing. He came to play and he showed up and he really got them back in the game when they were down 14 points, you know. Yeah. And Joel Embiid put him on his back, and then of course, like you said, the game turned around. But I don't understand Serbia down the stretch. They're up by two. After Jokic
they should have fouled a lot sooner. I just don't understand why
those guys were taking the shots. Nothing against those guys, but in that moment, in that part of the game, Bogdanović got to take the shot, and Jokic has got to take the shots. I know other guys want to make names for themselves. I know what's going down, but in that moment, you got to give the rock to the guys who are going to put the ball in the basket and that moment in the game. And I think that that's why they lost. You know, USA, they made great baskets on the fast break off two bad three-pointers.
Two bad three-pointers. The well dried up. I mean, they had so many in the first three quarters. They just wasn't there for them in the fourth. And I thought Bogdanović played great. I thought he had a great game for Serbia. And I saw Gabe tweet this, and it was such a good point. You know, Bogdanović and Joker, they're not scared of those guys. They play them every night. There's nothing overcoming them that they're playing all these NBA players from the United States because they do it every night. It's not something new to them. And maybe the other guys on Serbia, you know, that in the fourth quarter, that kind of showed up a little bit. But do you agree with me? They're going to smash France now. This is their tough game. They're not going to have a close game like this again.
They'll smash France on Saturday. It might be a good first half. Maybe it'll be a great first quarter for France with the home side with the crowd. Their adrenaline's going to be pumping. You know, maybe they take some early shots, try to get themselves going. I don't think Fournier had a great game today for France against Germany, so I expect him to play better, you know, in the next game. I'm excited to see Joel Embiid on Victor Wembanyama, but then again, it's just too many bodies going at Victor Wembanyama. Rudy Gobert is going to have to do something. Is he actually injured? You know, is that really what's going on? Because if he's not injured, he's going to have to play valuable minutes, especially if Wembanyama gets in foul trouble, you know, because you're throwing back-to-back-to-back big guys on him. You got Anthony Davis going at him. You have Joel Embiid going at him. You know what I mean? There's no time to rest. So Gobert's going to have to play a big part in, you know, for France if they want to have any shot whatsoever.
No doubt. Top of the 10th here in Miami. Ellie's up. This might be my last chance to get my Ellie De La Cruz homer. And he's facing a righty, Ramirez, so he's hitting from the left side, which we always love. And he's got first and second, so there's nowhere to put him. Let's see if Ellie can catch one for us here in the 10th. This would be a great late-night cash for us with the tater time. We do have Ellie at a very nice price. And he's going to get the job done, but not for us. He's going to get it done for the Reds. He's not going to get it done for us. That is not a homer. He ripped one down the right field line off the first baseman's glove. He actually didn't score a run. So bases loaded, nobody out for the Reds in the top of the 10th there in Miami. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.